My mentor, my friend, my brother. You are, I think of you just as much as God during the week.
Amen.
Pastor James Mandel.
If you see me, you see the Father.
You know, it's no longer I that lives, but the Spirit that lives within me. And, you know, I hope everyone begins to start understanding. That's really the joy and the desire of my heart, is that you would know who you are. And until you start to realize who you are, you'll never be free. You'll always carry burdens. You'll always carry weights. And you'll always carry pain. You'll always be carrying suffering. You'll never be free. And what I mean by if you know who you are, it's not, oh, well, I know I'm Jim, and I know I'm 50 years old, and I know that I have a family, and I know this, and I know that. No, that's not what I'm saying. Knowing who you are is knowing that you're a child of God. Knowing that it's no longer you that lives, but He and His Spirit, the whole entire gamut of God is inside of you. And that's the beauty that I want to bring across and give you the comfort knowing who you are, so that you can walk into power, you can walk into victory, you can walk. You know, one of the things in this book that I talk about, it's called the Bible. It's the closest book that I can say relates to the truth that I received from the Spirit of God. And I speak about God, and I mentioned this before, I feel that the name of God in today's world is a little weak. I'd like to begin to start saying the God of the universe, or the universal power, the unknown God that none of us really know. Religion and laws and patterns of this world may even condemn me the way I feel. But I look at it as they need to open up their heart and understand the magnificence and greatness of this being that we call God. The Jewish culture had an idea, knowing that the term God is kind of weak, where they took the O out and put a dash, made it G-D, because they understood that the greatness and the magnificence of this universal power of God is beyond comprehension, and they can't even fathom the letters in between G and D. So, I mean, I know there's probably more about that term, but as far as I understand and I receive, there isn't a word big enough to call His name other than great, other than glory, other than beyond comprehension, other than beyond strength and ability and beyond my mind can even receive. And with that, I want the world to know, don't limit this power. Don't limit this greatness that is in your life. The title, or the point that I want to make in this today's message, is as I was just seeking this power of the universe, God, and asking for direction for the word for His people, and He began to vibrate my heart and not let me go with this message of draw near to me, and I'll draw near to you. And in order to understand God and to draw near to Him is probably the greatest gift that anyone could have, because as we begin to draw near to Him, He begins to draw near to us. And we need to know the attributes of God and the character of God before we can even approach Him, to draw near to Him. And this is what I want to bring out. There's a division that separates us from God. And there's a division that separates us from this power that I want to say, the power of the universe, or the power of creation, the power that comes through faith. A faith that we have no clue what it even means or what it even how it even exists. How many of us really can identify or define faith? First thing we want to say is belief. Well, belief. Well, what is the measure of belief? Faith is a substance that begins to create. And this faith begins to create life that we don't even know or have. You know that none of us have life? Ken, if I can ask you if we can maybe turn these air conditioners down or shut them off just so that, you know, we make it a little more comfortable in here. But, you know, faith is a substance that brings creation, that brings a life in you. And God manifests through faith. Without faith, we can't have God in our life. God doesn't exist. And I'll keep repeating this over and over and over because people need to understand. We all need to understand the level of faith. We all need to understand the power of this unique faith. But my message isn't about faith. My message is about understanding and having the knowledge of being able to draw near to God. How do you draw near to God? How do you draw near to something that is a spirit that you can't even see? Where is he? How am I supposed to draw near him if I don't even know where he's at? It's like, oh, do I go this way? Do I go this way? How do I draw near? But if you could open up your heart and open up your mind, God is a full circle around you. He's like an aura that just is all around you. So there's no direction that you have to go to other than the renewing of your mind and a renewing of your heart, and bring your heart in that direction to draw near him. And what I want you to do today is to open up your heart and look it within. Because one of the biggest separations that separate us from God is pride. Pride in itself is so disguised. It comes through fear. Pride is actually a form of fear. Did you know that? Pride is actually a form of worry. Pride is also a form of anxiety, being anxious. Pride is also a form of not rejoicing in everything. Having an attitude of frustration. Having an attitude of aggravation or being upset. How many of us ever been upset before? You know, and it just kind of ruins our whole world. And what are we even upset for? We're predicting tomorrow. We're predicting the future. We're predicting 2 minutes from now. Why do we go in that direction? What is the power, what is the force that is separating us from God? From separating us from drawing to him? You know, it's not an effort to find him. He's all around us. It's not an effort to look for him to say, are you over here, God? Or are you over there? He's around us like an aura, a ray of light that is. You turn the lights on in the room, and the whole room is lit. You don't have to, you know, find light. It's there. How many people are following me here? Well, that's God. God is like the light. When you turn the switch on and that energy kicks, all of a sudden, poof, he's everywhere. So there's no real reason to try to draw near to him. What we need to do is break down the barriers that are separating us from him. I'd like to change that verse to say, draw near to me and I'll draw near to you. Just break down that draw near and just begin to start breaking down what is separating us. Tear the veil. And there's a power. And, you know, I don't even like the word pride, because as soon as you mention pride, people get so offended. Their pride rises up. What do you, I'm pride, me? I'm not pride. And then you see a demonstration of pride. Oh, well, there it is. You don't have it? You say you don't have any? Well, what are you even doing right now? You're actually manifesting it right before my eyes, and no one can see it. So we need to begin to start understanding that we all have it. Every one of us is just covered in it. And what we need to do is how to strip that off. You know, pride also is another term of ego. You know, it's not all about us all the time. And where does fear come in at? It's about us. Where does worry come in at? Because it's about us. How about anxiety and being anxious? It's because it's about us. And we have to begin to start laying ourselves down. That's why my desire is that we would understand that it's no longer I that lives, but He that lives within us, so that this way we can begin to lay down these things that separate us from God. The only effort that we need to do is strip ourselves down. Give it all to Him. Let Him have everything. Let Him have your life. Let Him have everything that you could possibly think of. Let Him have your bills. Let Him have your clinking sounds in your engines. let him have your drama, your problems. Let Him have it. Give Him your time. How many of us are always looking at time? Amen. Let's give Him our time. That's a like a real simple thing you would say to yourself, oh my goodness, I never realized that I'm always looking at the time. Throw your watch away. How about that one? I like it for decoration. I don't wear one, but no. But at the same time, you know, God, when we begin to surrender our life to Him, and He draws so close to us in this area, He moves you. Your life is taken over by a power. If you were listening to the website or you were here Wednesday, you would have heard a message about the drawal of God. And how there's the power of the universe that draws. Just like, how many of us know about the tides of the ocean? Isn't that incredible? How you don't have to do anything, nor there is no real understanding of how tides come in and tides go out. You know, the moon goes up and the moon goes down. It's all done by power. The stars are hanging in the sky and they don't move. You can see each, what do they call those, astrology signs or what have you, you know? Constellations, thank you. And you see these constellations in the star, in the heavens, and they don't move. They're there all the time for centuries. They're always there. And the North Star, I mean, these things are done by a power, a pool in heaven. If anyone says they can't see God, or if they're an atheist that says they don't believe in God, how do you even explain this? How do you even comprehend all this stuff, you know? I'm sure they'll come up with something. And I said to them, those that might have been listening on Wednesday and they were here, I said, you know, spirit's first. It's always first. What comes after spirit is proven fact, which we call science. But science is literally spirit. How many people understand that one? It's just the spirit being discovered. The mystery has been revealed, and we can put some words to it. And there's one mystery that hasn't been revealed yet, but we're here to speak the mysteries. One, how to let go worry. That's a real impossible task for a lot of us, huh? How do we lay it down and just create a faith to believe? How do we end up just laying these things down? There's a power that we need. You can't do it on your own. You cannot lay worry down. It's a power too. And that power is pulling against God, the drawl of God. Draw near to me. That's what he's saying. You draw near to me, and then I'll draw near to you. When he draws near to us, we're set free. We're set free of these powers. We're set free of the fear. Do you know that fear is very strong? It can't set you free. Fear cannot set you free. The only thing that can set you free is the power of God. Fear has such a power on a lot of us. Do you know that's where we fall short of the glory of God? Through worry. Worrying about tomorrow. Fear and worry are very close to each other. They go hand to hand. Fear kind of brings in worry, and worry brings in fear. They're like partners. One doesn't really work without the other one. But they manifest because we're drawn away from God. And what's drawing us away is it's all about us. We have to stop thinking about us. You know, God has a plan and a purpose. The God of the universe, I would say my God, to entice people to start to look at what their God is and start to look at my walk, my beliefs, my truths, my message. But it's not my truth. It's not my message. It's actually God's message. Because it's no longer I that lives, but he that lives within me. These words that I speak are not of my own. They're his. But we're carnal. We're carnal people. We have carnal minds. We have to come out of the carnal and we have to come into the spirit. We have to get out of the thinking and we have to come into the spirit. And the only way that we can do that is to begin to understand that you are not alive. You don't exist. But yet you do exist. It's almost like one of those oxymoron things. What do you mean? You say, I do exist, but I don't exist. You say, I'm here, but I'm not here. You say, I live in the world, but I'm not in the world. What do you mean? Well, it all has to do with pride. It all has to do with ego. It all has to do with your agenda. It all has to do with your thoughts and your ways. But you got to lay them all down. God has a way. He has a plan. He has a purpose. He created you complete. He didn't leave anything out. And he's the master potter. We're nothing but a lump of clay. And if anyone is in art, they all understand clay. There's nothing there until the mastery, the gift, the power begins to come into that life of clay and molds it and begins to create a purpose. It begins to create a destiny. It begins to create a subject. It begins to create something. Not one of you are going to get lost in a sense of if you lay your life down in the will of God. If you lay yourself down, you will automatically come into the will of God. If you lay your worries and fears and your agendas, you'll come automatically into the will of God. You'll be drawn automatically to him. There's no need to draw near to him other than recognizing what's going on in your life. Why am I worrying? Why am I fearing? Why am I anxious? Why am I looking at the time? Why is all these things robbing me from a life that we have? We have this life. We shouldn't worry about tomorrow. We shouldn't worry about what we're going to do or what we're going to be or what we're going to eat or what we're going to wear. We shouldn't have to be concerned about it. It's already all picked out. But this is one of the most hardest, difficult things to do. Lose your life. That's exactly what God is trying to say. Lose your life. Lose your life and stop caring about yourself. But the funny thing is when you do that, you actually end up caring about yourself even more. That's the most craziest thing. When I lost my life, it made me more responsible. It made me look at what is the most important thing in my life, and then I began to work at the most important thing in my life. I wasn't scattered all over the place trying to find what was important. I already knew. You know, when we lose our life, we start to find purpose. When we lose our life, we start to realize what we really need to focus on. When we lose our life and we begin to stop worrying and stop looking at the time, do you know that he does more in the time than if you would have been looking at time, trying to figure it all out? I can only say these things as a testimony only in my own life, but you have to apply it to see a testimony in your own life. I can tell you all day long, but if you don't apply it, you don't do these things, you'll never see what I'm saying. He'll be able to do. Did anybody ever have like a shopping list? And then if you look at that list or what have you, you say to yourself, my goodness, how am I going to be able to accomplish all this? It seems like a lot to do. Lay that list down and don't give it any effort to do it. Just look at it. Feel the guilt. Oh, I should be doing that. Feel it. Overcome it. Because that's one of the things that we have to overcome. We feel as though that we have to do something. We can't get to that place of rest. We need to be able to just be able to sit there and be patient. Not be anxious. Not feeling as though that we have to do something. Because there is a power, and I'm going to say the same power that brings the tides into the beach and brings the tides out to the ocean. It's the same power that will pick you up off your seat and inspire you and give you energy to accomplish the things that you need to do. God knows exactly what needs to be done in your life, even down to your shopping list, even down to whatever you need to accomplish at work or school or whatever it might be. Well, in your family, he'll know what child for you to spend that time with and what child not to spend that time with and who needs your attention and who doesn't need your attention. He knows everything. The one thing that we have to learn how to do is sacrifice ourselves. And sacrificing yourself is just a matter of not doing anything. And endure the pain. Do you know how hard it is to not do anything? Sit there and endure the pain. Tear down all the thoughts of you looking at yourself as worthless, like you should be up and doing something. Oh, you're such a bum. Look at yourself. Look at yourself. You should be doing this. That's building up. The laundry's building up. Look at you. You should be down there doing the laundry. You should be doing this. You should be doing that. How many of us put that you should be doing? You should be doing this. You should be doing that. You should be doing this. You should be doing that. You should have. Now, don't get me wrong. We can't ignore the movement of the Lord. Okay, there's a point where we enter into a place of laziness. And I don't want you to take this message and then go far off the cliff and justify our laziness. When you start hearing other people say, do you think maybe you should, maybe you should start listening to the Spirit coming out of that carnal mind. A lot of times we get trapped into laziness. Sometimes we get trapped into laying ourselves down and not doing anything. We need to begin to listen to others that might be in our life to say, hey, you know, we should. And at the same time, judge it and say, no, it's not the time. God knows how to work through you. So we have to work on discernment, how to listen and how not to listen. How many people are following me on this one? This is what exercises your relationship with God. Only you know God's voice. Only you know. You have the witness inside of you. And I want you to know the witness. You know when you're doing something right, and you know when you're doing something wrong. When we lay down the pride, when we lay down the ego, when we enter into a rest, when we don't look at time, but yet we look at time, when we look at the things that we need to do, but yet at the same time, we lay the care down. How many people have understood laying down cares? They have to be done. You can't just walk away from cares, but you have to walk away from the torment of cares. How many people understand that one? Good. Because I want to make sure that we follow this message, because cares are very important. We could be like a Fruit Loop and just be like carefree. Woo! Hey, whatever. How many people have met those? They're like real wifty. Wow. Okay. And the amazing thing is, you know, God has their life in control. So it's almost like, should I be wifty woofoo like that too? Or should I not be wiffy waffle woo-woo? But we need to know what's inside so that we can be woofy and wee woo woo woo, you know? And then at the same time not be. So we become understanding our identity from within side. You know, all these things are good. We can't judge others and we can't really judge ourselves. You know, I sit there sometimes and I say to myself, Lord, there's so much that has to be done and I feel like I'm wasting my time and I'm not doing anything. And I'm waiting on you and I feel as though that I'm not accomplishing anything. What is going on? And then I look at the end of the day, and so much has been accomplished. Phone calls come in. Hey, Jim, I took care of that for you. Everything's done there, and don't worry about this, and hey, Dan. And it's all getting done. How many people are understanding that God has your ways? He knows what is needed in your life. And you know, as you grow in Him, do you know that God brings people around you in your life to open up those opportunities for you? They come. God serves you through others. It's amazing. They don't even have to be Christians. They don't even have to be believers in God. They bring one guy. He came into my life for a day. Resolved the problem that I didn't think I was able to resolve. My girls were with me. I even pinched the guy, didn't I? I pinched him to see if he was real because God says you never know when you might be entertaining an angel. Never met the guy. Came into my life. Handled the situations that I needed to be handled. I'm getting on the elevator. And I grabbed the guy and I squeezed him and I pinched him really hard. You know, I was expecting him to go, ow. Did you know he never even said ow? And I even said to him, I said, you know what? I think you're an angel. And you know, he didn't even hear what I had to say. God has some incredible things in front of us. And I understand why the one didn't respond later. I said, how come he didn't hear me? Because the angel just didn't want to take credit for doing God's will, God's glory. He didn't want to take any glory from serving God. I'm telling you, God has laid supernatural things in your life if you could just yield to it. Not worry about nothing. He'll send that mechanic to fix the clunk in the car. You know, he'll take care of those things that you need. Don't worry about tomorrow. Let's strip the pride away from us. Let's take this pride, such an offensive word. I don't like it. Pride's so ugly, isn't it? As far as the word, how many people understand what I'm saying? It's like pride. What is pride? It's ugly. Ego, whatever you want to call it. I want to call it just my human nature. It's me. I got to take me out of the mix. I got to just like stop thinking about myself and stop thinking about. And then I justify. How many people realize their justifications? Well, if I don't do that, then this won't get done. And if I don't do that, then this won't get done. We have to lay these things down. We have to wash it away. I got a verse here that I want to bring out. And it's in James chapter 4. Let me quickly turn here. And I have to put my bifocals on. James chapter 4, verse 6. But he gives more grace. Therefore, he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. That word grace, I look at it as knowledge, gives understanding. It allows you to know what's going on. Kind of gives you place of peace. It opens up your eyes to see those angels working in your life, to see those supernatural beings that are there in your life. This shows you the favor of God. Grace. Do you know you can't do nothing without God? You can't do anything. And so he gives you grace. Your job might be ending in about another month or two. If you stop worrying, it'll be extended. What robs us? Worry, fear. Your path is already laid out for you. It's set before you. You already know. Don't worry. Lay it down. Just smile. Just serve. Those people that you're around right now are going to lift you up. Let them train you. Let God open up the door for you. That's what he wants to do. Who's to say that they might turn it over to you? Who's to say they might make you a CEO? Who's to say? Walk away from the past. It was a stepping stone. Bless them. Thank them. And step forward. The door is opened. Take it. It's only going to build you up. As we stop worrying about tomorrow, who cares? We didn't do anything wrong. You didn't miss the time. You could have said, but I should have been a long time ago already, should have been there. Nah, it's perfect. Right there. We're all in God's perfect time. Don't ever condemn ourselves. You're a child of God. Every one of you that are here today and those that are listening, God has your plan and your purpose, but we just got to know how to ward off the snares and the traps that are in our life. And that all comes down from drawing away from God. If we draw away from Him, we're not going to have our plan or our purpose. We're not going to have our hopes. We're not going to have our dreams. We're not going to have our desires. When we worry and fear and we have anxiety and we're anxious, we're actually drawn away from the only power that can save us. When we humble ourselves and stop worrying and having fear and anxiety, and when we lay those things down and we stop thinking about ourselves, even though we have to think about ourselves, listen, I love myself every day. Oh, I think about myself every day. My day has to be about me. But my day has to be not about me. See, I want you to begin to understand that when you transform yourself, it's still about you, but in Him. And then you're walking in a power that is not known. You can't comprehend this power. You can't comprehend this grace. You can't comprehend this favor. You can't comprehend. It's beyond. That's God saying, peekaboo, I'm here. You got to realize He's here. He's like, hello, wake up, I'm here. Peekaboo. He is. He's here. He's all around us. What takes us away from Him is these cares. I want to continue to read this. It says, but He gives grace to the humble. That means knowledge, you know, favor, peace. He comforts your heart. When you walk in the power of God, you're comforted. You know that everything's going to be okay. You're worrying for nothing. You know, you might feel pressured. You might feel as though that there's a lot of things that are laying on your shoulders because you have responsibilities or obligations that you have to fill. But God knows them. If you can just surrender to Him and stop worrying and fearing, He'll take care of those obligations. He'll take care of the pressures. You can hear me all day, but if you don't implement it, it's not going to help. You can hear this message all day long, but if you don't war against the fear and worry, if you don't surrender it, recognizing that it's creeping in and it's causing your heart to be troubled, this message isn't going to mean nothing. You're never going to see the power of God in your life. You're never going to see the miracles. You're never going to see the wonders. You're never going to see the angel that's at the elevator and you pinch him and he doesn't even feel it. I could have kicked him and pulled his hair or something, still would have never felt it. I mean, it's a beautiful thing. You would never see it. You would never see God. You will never know him. And this is where I want to draw you to. I want to draw you to him. I want you to know my God. I want you to know this God that I'm talking about. I want you to know the God of creation, the God of the universe. I want you to know this God that loves you so far beyond what you can comprehend or imagine. And you don't have to become religious. Please, I don't want you to think that you have to, like, stop seeing movies or something. I don't want you to think that you have to stop doing the things that you're doing and all of a sudden put on this garment of righteousness, because we don't come under a law. God is not a law. He's not a do's and don'ts and a rights and wrongs. He doesn't want you to change. He wants you to be exactly the way you are. He wants you to just listen to the convictions of your heart. He wants you to listen to the direction of your heart. You know the law. You know the way. You know what's written on your heart. You know. Nobody has to tell you. How many people are following me here? Amen. Nobody has to tell you. Now, how many of us disobey it? How many of us know that we shouldn't be doing what we're doing, and then we let the power of worry start strangling us? I know there's some times where I look at a pile of, say, bills, and I look at it and say, ooh, I should really be opening them. I start condemning myself. You see? If truly the Spirit of God is in me, then he would move me the day that I need to sit down and open them up. If truly the Spirit of God is in me and I'm truly a son or a daughter of God, then he will put his power to move me. We need to believe that. We feel as though that we have to move ourselves. We feel as though that we have to do it. We have to do this and we have to do that. And it's true. We do have to yield. We can't be ignorant about the movement of God. And I don't want us to be confused. I want you to tap into your feelings. I want you to tap into the emotions. I want you to tap into God that's inside of you. What I want to do is I want to filter your emotions. I want to filter your feelings. I want to take out the dirt. I want to keep the feelings, the power of movement, but I want to filter out the dirt. You know what the dirt is? How many people understand what the dirt is? It's worry. It's fear. It's anxiety. It's all those things that trouble your heart. Feelings aren't bad. They're God. I want to get an attack, this lie that doesn't want you to have feelings and walk around like a pincushion that's been pricked so many times that you don't have any feeling anymore. Doesn't know what pain is or know what joy is anymore. Just kind of, well, I guess it's God's will that I feel this way. You know, I want us to tap into the truth that is inside of us. I feel that sometimes religion tends to steal our feelings away. How many people will follow me on this one? Okay? Understand where I'm coming from. Just let's take anger for a minute. Do you know it's okay to be mad? It's okay to be mad. What's wrong is that you take it out on someone, you judge someone, you condemn them. You have to be able to filter your anger and find out why you're mad. And then you got to surrender and give it to God. You got to lay it down. These things inside of you are very important. It makes up who you are. It makes up, allows you to filter out what a lie is and what a truth is. It separates you from the father of lies, and it brings you closer to the father of truth. When you can filter those feelings, when you can understand and operate under those thoughts that are inside.
We can hit them back on if you want to turn them on. Turn those airs back on. Turn the one back out here on.
In verse 7 it says, therefore submit to God. Resist the devil and it will flee from you. I want to just share that one verse right there. It says, submit to God. Resist the devil and it will flee from you. Now, religious speaking, fear is considered the devil. Worry is considered the devil. It's not clean. Would anybody agree with me that being worried is not good? It's dirty, right? Okay. Unfortunately, this book has been written, 2,000 years ago. Okay? So what I say is dirty, this book will say it's the devil. I want you to clearly understand that. Let's not give the devil a character of power. Let's just make him dirty. He's just nothing but dirt. So let's just clean the dirt out of our life. Amen? Because I think the devil, and when I speak about the devil, it's offensive. People have matured. We're living in the realm of 2000 and almost 16. The devil was 2016 years ago. They didn't understand what dirt was. They were like, why do I keep doing the things that I keep? It's got to be the devil. It's got to be the devil. Now, there are forces and powers, wickedness, darkness of the air. But we shouldn't fear them. We should resist them. How many people are following me here? We should resist them. And is there influences? Yeah. What's causing you to fear? What's causing you to worry? What's causing you to have anxiety? Let's be real about it. It's dirt inside of us. We grew with it. We grew with this dirt. You sweep the dirt, you resist the dirt, and it will flee. Sweep it out. We give too much power. I can't stop. The devil's making me do it. Yes, you have power over this stuff. How many people have cleaned their house? How many people had a dirty carpet and they had to vacuum it? Well, if you see the dirt and you choose not to do anything about it, it's the same thing as saying, the devil's causing me to do it and I can't do it. You can easily get the vacuum out and start vacuuming the dirt up. And then pretty soon that carpet's going to be nicely cleaned, isn't it? Nobody's holding you back from pulling out the vacuum cleaner and vacuuming up your carpet. Who's holding you back? Is there anybody holding anybody back from cleaning their carpet? Amen? Okay. So that you can do this. This is what I'm trying to say. You can do this. You can stop worrying. I've heard somebody once before told me that they can't stop. I can't stop thinking about them. I can't stop worrying about this. I can't stop. And I look at them and say, why? What do you mean you can't stop? That's a lie. You can stop. You can do something about it. Has anybody been trapped in this area? Has anybody been in this area where I can't stop thinking about it? I can't stop doing that. Because I want to minister to you today. I want to set you free from this lie that you have. If you give me that opportunity to do this, it's me. If you can just lift your hand up for a moment and set the pride, break the power of pride, amen. Watch what happens. Lord, touch them. Start loosening them. As they humbly come before you, Lord, and accept the fact that they have this issue bound by a power that is lying to them. Loose them now. Loose them. Loose them. Oh, it's so wonderful. I'm feeling it now. I say, yes, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. I myself need to be delivered with issues. There is no one that falls not short of His glory. We all fall short of His glory. And the more we can humble ourselves and accept our issues and say, I need help, the greater we are set free and delivered, because He is faithful and just. There's not one thing that we can't be set free from. There's not one thing that we can't be delivered. I want to open up the altar here. God has already done a work inside of you right now. Those that have been touched by God, I want you to come up front. And I want you to stand here. Because this is another level of break the power of pride. If you were touched by God that moment, I want you to come up. We're actually breaking down the walls of pride. Because it takes a lot, amen, to come up front, doesn't it? Damn, I'm going to need you to come up front and not usher right now. Yeah. And John, can you be here for a moment? Kurt, you want to? As I walk right now, I sense worry is a big issue right now. Being concerned about your life and being concerned about tomorrow. I feel it really strong right in this area right here. So I'm taking the three right here. These three. It's going to be, one is Sam, Melinda, and Michelle. God is going to loose you from this power of fear, of concern of your life.